Classic Gold 1332 for Peterborough and Cambridge. Now, I stumbled over an article in the paper this week that really did grab my attention. And it's all about a book of the history of firefighting in Cambridgeshire. So I had to ring the author up, and he joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Now, first of all, let's tell the listeners, I've known Eddie Baker for probably all my life, because you was a fireman with my father.
Yes, that's right. I remember him very well.
So why did you write a book all about the history of firefighting in Cambridgeshire then?
I've always had an interest in the history of the fire service, now obviously known as the Fire and Rescue Service. I thought it was about time that the public gained the knowledge of really what firefighters do these days, the history of how the fire service has evolved over the centuries.
Because you've gone from pre-war to modern days, so the transformation must have been horrendous, the difference.
Oh, yes. I mean, in the very early days, they pushed fire... Well, we call them fire engines. They were basically a wooden pump. They were pushed to the fires, and probably the only way of getting water to the fire was with a bucket. Obviously, that then progressed to horse-drawn fire engines, where the pump was powered by steam. And then, of course, early 20th century, the petrol engine came into its own. And this obviously increased the capabilities and the speed in which the firemen got to fires.
So presumably less and less people died, less buildings got burnt down as times moved on.
Well, yes, that's true. But, of course, with population increases and obviously... more and more housing, the number of calls went up, plus I think the perception of the public and, of course, better communications. Although there were improvements in the capabilities, the number of calls went up.
Mm. And there's some great pictures of famous Cambridgeshire fires, which you straight away remember as well, like Robert Sales' store in Peterborough burning down. The plane crash on the Oxmoor estate. I remember that really well, the plane crash on the Oxmoor estate. And also a plane crash in Wisbeach in 1979. I can't remember that one.
No, I didn't actually. It wasn't until I started delving into public records that a lot of these things came... Well, some came back to me and others were, as you say, news to me.
Mm. We all remember... The explosion at Fengate in Peterborough, that was where sadly a fireman died, wasn't it?
Yes, that was very tragic. Obviously, it's still remembered within the service. I remember that day very well.
So it's took you 2 years to write this book.
Yes, that's
and I bet
right,
you've had such great fun doing it as well and researching it.
Oh, yes.
All.
Yes, so it's been really interesting and enjoyable.
I've got the book in front of me now. If people do want to go out and buy the book, how can they do that then, Eddie?
Well, it is available, obviously, in bookshops. It's available through the publisher, Jeremy Mills Publishing. They have got their own website. Or you can buy it directly off me. Yeah, or I can give you my email address.
Yeah, let's do the email address then, Eddie.
Okay, it's eddie.baker@tiscali.co.uk.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've definitely got some reading in bed tonight. The history of firefighting in Cambridgeshire. Eddie Baker, thank you very much for joining me on the show this afternoon.
You're most welcome.
This is Classic.